Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 12 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 6, 2009, from a fortified compound atop a jagged mountain peak on a mist-shrouded island not shown on any navigational charts. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Welcome to the 1/12th broadcast of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. This week, I had big plans. Big plans indeed, for squeezing out as many of my dad's requests as I could fit in. But we're going to soft pedal that a little bit. I just got a call from the old man. He is lost on the highway. Actually, he made a wrong turn. Didn't make the right turn towards Pocatello, Idaho. Bugs Bunny did that once. He wound up in Albuquerque. And we're going to play one or two of his requests, but save some for a week when he is tuned in and listening. And I'm going to have to scramble and shuffle and all the rest. Let's see. Get it together, dude. Well, golly gee, where is everything? Where is everything I need? I need this.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And Hinky Dinky was the provider of the finest shopping bags money could buy. And I'm sure people that relied on them were quite appreciative of the quality of shopping bags that Hinky Dinky offered. And in tribute to those people, we're going to listen to a little shopping bag music. Shopping bag music by the Climax Blues Band. I'm not sure what year this is. Their song, Shopping Bag People.
Thank you. easy, and poverty still a crime. Nothing comes easy, and poverty still a crime. Trouble's a word you don't know what it means till you're living alone with just a broken dream. And shopping bag people sure have a hard, hard time. Yeah. Shopping bag people sure have a hard, hard time.
Is The Millennium. That's a Kurt Becher studio project, and what we just heard was To Claudia on Thursday. And it is Thursday. It's always Thursday when we get together. And something we've never listened to when we've gotten together is this. Golly, I'm just a little bit scatterbrained tonight. Where the heck is that? I should probably put these in some sort of an order. This is Diana Krall, and she's a favorite around this household. And this is a number that's off of an album. This is the title cut of the album, The Girl in the Other Room, that was written with her mate, her husband, Elvis Costello, and I hope you enjoy it.
The girl in the other room, she knows by now there's something in all of her fears. Now she wears it threadbare. She sits on the floor, the glass pressed tight to the wall. She hears murmurs low, the paper is peeling, her eyes staring straight at the ceiling. Maybe they're there, or maybe it's nothing at all, as she draws lipstick smears on the wall. The girl in the other room, she powders her face and stares hard into her reflection. Adjusting the strap of her gown, she tosses her tresses, her lover undresses, turning the last lamp light down. What's that voice we're hearing? We should be sleeping. Could that be so? Nothing to see, it's just a trace of what used to be. The girl in the other room, she darkens her lash and blushes. She seems to look familiar.
Should know
your mother.
And that was Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles. We all have mothers or had mothers. Some of us are mothers, and they know. And I don't know if this was ever a hit. It's been a while since we've listened to a version of what has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. But this, if it was a hit, was certainly a hit before any of our mothers were born, I presume. This is Billy Jones and Ernest Hare.
Do you ever think of a time when you were far across the sea, in the land of wee-wee-wee, when you stroll with sweet Marie? Do you ever think of the pommes de terre and the good old cognac? When you think of this and you think of that, now don't you wish you were back? What has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? What has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? Maybe he still is true to you, and true to the rest of the army too. Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? What has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? Haven't you told your wife about the girl you knew? You must have told your wife, no doubt, but I bet you left a lot of it out. Dinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. Have you ever thought of the wine you bought on the good old Rudy Payne, and the beer along the Rhine that you drink from out of Stein? Do you ever think of the stuff you drink? Oh, it tastes so good. Would you like to have a glass right now? You bet your life I would. What has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? Do you remember everything that you went through? You can forget the shots and tell, but never forget the mademoiselle. Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. Has plenty of money in the bank. Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. What has become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous? What has become of all the farming that you knew? You won't forget for a number of years the mademoiselle from Armentier. Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous.
Yeah, and speaking of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous, my latest eBay acquisition is a piano roll of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous, and if anybody knows how to turn that into an MP3, I sure would appreciate it. Coming up right now, we're going to play one of my pop's requests. This is the Dave Brubeck Quartet from the Time Out album. This is Three to Get Ready. Thank you. Was the Dave Brubeck Quartet. I know that was Paul Desmond on the saxophone. I'm not sure without looking it up who the rhythm section was. That was pretty. You've been listening to Hinky Dinky Time Radio for a while, so hearing some Emmett Rhodes on this program is not a surprise. So hearing some more won't be a surprise. This is a song called Really Wanted You from Emmett's self-titled solo album. That would be the album called Emmett Rhodes.
So long.
Well, a week has passed, and the Cubs are still tied for first place, following yesterday's failure to sweep the Reds and put a gap on the Cardinals. The Cubs and the Cards both have tonight off. The Cubs are 3-3 on the current road trip and begin a four-game series in Colorado tomorrow. The best news is Giovanni Soto is due back from his injury rehab, and backup catcher Coy Hill will get a well-earned rest, having caught 26 straight games. Tom Gorzolani got the win Tuesday in his debut as a Cub, giving up one run on three hits and 7 1/3 innings, and that is tonight's abbreviated Cubs report.
Saturday summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, and we'd choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem, 'cause the fastest, the strongest played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. Well, I never needed to ask. It was sealed. I just took up my place in right field, playing right. Awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I dream of the day they hit one my way. They never did, but still I would pray that I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. And then I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball never came out to me. Here in right field, it's easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Dragging on, there's strikes on the batter, some runners are on. I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. The whole team is yelling and I don't know what for. And then suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wandering, what could it be? They point to the sky and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove. Here in right field, it's important to know. You gotta know how to catch, you gotta know how to throw. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow.
I'm sure a lot of us can relate. I know I've spent most of my life in right field. That was Peter, Paul, and Mary, and that was right field. That was Peter Yarrow singing. I've got some Peter Yarrow lined up for a future show I think you might enjoy. We're marking an anniversary this week, an anniversary of a passing. This is a date today that falls between two dates. The late, great Jerry Garcia was born on August 1st, and he passed away on August 9th in 1995. And we're going to listen to a little Jerry. We're not going to listen to any Grateful Dead. I think that would be stretching the point. But this is Jerry Garcia and David Grisman doing a traditional folk number called Shady Grove.
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I play on it, I wish that girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. To my side and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Try the worst she gets, damn if I don't leave her.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
Thank you.
And that was Heaven by the Talking Heads from the album Fear of Music from 1979. And this is, I think, from about 1973. This is The Meters. And this is Hey Pocky Way. If that music put you in mind a little bit of the Neville Brothers, it's no surprise, because the Meters were pretty much the same personnel at their core as the Neville Brothers. Several Neville Brothers were in the Meters, or the Funky Meters as they were known at times. Cyril, and I know Aaron was a vocalist later on. And, of course, the great George Porter Jr. was the bass player in The Meters and on that track. And I mentioned before I was going to try to squeeze out a bunch of my dad's requests tonight, but he's not tuned in, so we're going to save a number of them for future weeks. And he's throwing them at me so fast that Barbara McNair wants to know, Murray, what's your hurry? Murray!
Hurry! to get
turned on. Well, I mean, it means feeling alive. Music, good music, and dancing, and outside, and running, and love, and playing, and that's turned on. Just being with people, you know, this might sound kind of silly, but eating with my family turns me on. Like at breakfast when we're all together.
You live in a turned-on world. You can't just wake up in the morning. You have to turn on with a nourishing breakfast, like Carnation Instant Breakfast. Mix it with milk, gives you protein, vitamins, minerals, food energy. Delicious chocolate marshmallow, chocolate malt, vanilla, flavors that turn you on too. Try Carnation Instant Breakfast. It turns you on in the morning.
93 KHJ.
No, this is not 93 KHJ. This is HDTR, Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and you're listening, as always, on a Thursday evening, and this half hour has been brought to you by Carnation Instant Breakfast. Get on down to your neighborhood Hinky Dinky supermarket and pick up a case or two today.
Mama ko, mama sa, mama ko, mama ko sa, mama ko, mama sa, mama ko, mama ko sa, mama ko, mama sa, mama ko, mama ko sa, mama ko, mama sa, mama ko, mama ko sa.
So ma ko sa,
so my way. Bossama, bossama. Come on, 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 mama. Tanga, tanga, umbusa, tanga, please, bossala. Amumumaye, amumumaye. Tanga, tanga, umbusa, tanga. Come on, mama, tanga, tanga, umbus, tanga. Mama ku, mama sa, mama kumukusa, mama ku, mama sa, mama kumukusa, mama ku, mama sa, mama kumukusa, mama ku, mama sa, mama mama kusa. Mosama, Mosama. Come on, 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 mama. Mama ku, mama sa, mama ku, mama ku sa, mama ku, mama sa, mama ku, mama ku sa, mama ku, mama sa, mama ku, mama ku sa.
Right on, right on, right on. That was Sol Makossa by the Simon Kenyatta Troupe. Someone else that we're not marking his passing till next month, but something I've never done before on Hinky Dinky Time Radio is play even one song from this present decade, and I'm about to play my second song from the aughts, from the 2000s, this decade. We heard the Diana Krall, which was contemporary, and now we're going to hear something by the much-missed Warren Zevon from the album he recorded after he knew he was terminal with lung cancer. The album was called Life Will Kill Ya, and this is the song from that album called I Was in the House When the House Burned Down.
I had the shit till it all got smoked. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down. I may be old and I may be bent, but I had the money till it all got spent. I had the money till they made me pay, and I had the sense to be on my way. I had to stay in the underground. I was in the house when the house burned.
Was in the house when the house burned down. That's Warren Zevon from Life Will Kill Ya. That's a 2003 release. We're about to the end of another episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'm going to soften things up a little bit here with some Mills Brothers. This is Asleep in the Deep. We'll be back to say goodnight right after that.
Death be near,
she knows no fear.
She knows. loudly the bell in the old tower rings, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Sailor, take care, sailor, take care, danger is near thee, beware, 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 beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware,
so beware, so beware,
beware.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep.
Yeah. Asleep in the deep, and that's where we'll all be soon, because night is falling. Heavenly shades of night are falling. It is twilight time. It's twilight time for this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. As always, I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening live or to the podcast on the archive. We'll all meet back here next week for another scintillating episode and a eclectic mix of music. Meanwhile, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. May it be sweet. Good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?